From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump stunned lawmakers in a White House meeting on immigration Thursday when he reportedly used a vulgarity to refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and African nations. Trump said the United States should not let in more people from places such as Norway, whose prime minister met with him at the White House Wednesday. As of early Friday morning, the White House had not responded to international fallout over Trump's reported comment. In Geneva, the UN Rights Office said Trump's comments on Africa is shocking and shameful if confirmed. President Donald Trump has canceled his planned trip to London. Tweeting shortly before midnight Thursday, he said, "The reason I canceled my trip to London is that I am not a big fan of the Obama administration having sold perhaps the best located and finest embassy in London for peanuts, only to build a new one in an off location for $1.2 billion. Bad deal." The U.S. Embassy website says the American government purchased the site for the new embassy in 2008, before President Barack Obama took office. The old building was sold in 2009. The British press have reported that President Trump was said to be unhappy about the lack of ceremony during the trip and the fact that he would not have been able to meet the Queen, as his visit had been downgraded from a state visit to a working visit, which carries less prestige. Rescuers off the northwestern coast of Venezuela are searching the Caribbean for survivors after a boat filled with Venezuelan migrants sank on its way to the island of Curaçao. Authorities have discovered four bodies washed ashore, and they say 28 more are missing. From Washington, this is VOA. The U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of prosecutors to investigate drug trafficking and money laundering allegations involving the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah. The investigators will reportedly look into claims not pursued by the previous administration. Launched in 2008, investigations revealed that Hezbollah was involved in shipping cocaine to the United States and laundering money by buying used cars in America and exporting them to Africa. The scheme evolved into a billion-dollar criminal network. This was reported by Politico magazine last month, but also, according to Politico, the Obama White House blocked requests for further investigations and prosecutions while it was negotiating a nuclear deal with Iran. More than two full days after mudslides ravaged the California coastal town of Montecito, the death toll has been put at 17 on Thursday, with more than 40 others still unaccounted for. Bill Brown is the sheriff of Santa Barbara County.
All of the victims are from Montecito, and they range in age from as young as 3 years to a high of 89 years. There are four juveniles on the list. There are mothers, fathers, grandfathers, siblings, and the list goes on and on.
Heavy rains triggered mudslides on hills stripped of trees and vegetation by last month's wildfires. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said on Thursday he expects the White House to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program, but he noted the decision on whether to continue to waive other sanctions in line with the 2015 nuclear deal known as the JCPOA rest with President Trump. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Protesters in Brussels demonstrated against the visit of Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif Thursday in a show of solidarity with recent anti-government demonstrations in Iran. But once inside the European Union buildings, Zarif received a warmer welcome from EU counterparts, who insisted the 2015 nuclear deal is working. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Iran's other actions in the Middle East should not affect the nuclear deal.
We should, in parallel, not connected with the JCPOA, but in parallel, we should focus on what Iran can do to help resolve the appalling crisis in Yemen, to help push forward peace in Syria, and to help resolve other questions in the region.
The meeting came on the eve of a deadline for U.S. President Donald Trump on whether to waive sanctions on Iran as part of the nuclear deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
That's the latest world news from VOA.